Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Stephen.
And Derek J.
That's Stephen Derek from AnyPay. And, of course, we'll catch up with what's going on with AnyPay, or at least a fraction of it, because it's we can't cover it all. Otherwise, it would be 3 hours of, of all AnyPay talk here on Free Talk Live, because there's so many cool things that you guys are doing to help people accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale. But what about the Nazis? That's what a particular
company. We don't help them.
No, no. And you know what? They don't need any help. They definitely need help. They should go and try
from us.
Go have their own life somewhere else. They need to have their own little Nazi village where they can keep people out and whatever. Maybe they'll be happier that way.
Aren't there any
Nazi villages?
Are there any?
Probably in Austria.
That's a good question. Well, there was the...
all of Austria.
Or in Argentina.
Yeah, because some of them went down to South America, right? They escaped from Germany and went down to South America.
Yeah. Are there any safe places for Nazis in the world?
Safe space for Nazis.
So there was a brief story here at Bitcoinist.com talking about this guy named Brad Sherman. Now, have you guys heard of this Brad Sherman character before?
Yeah, he loves writing regulations.
He is a bad, bad congressperson who hates cryptocurrency.
Yeah, he's rather authoritarian.
Oh. He's now trying to tarnish Bitcoin's name by associating it with Nazis.
Who are his top donors?
Good question.
So I wonder, you know, these politicians, they're like NASCAR drivers. They have always got people sponsoring them to do their dirty work. So I imagine he's working on behalf of some company.
Probably some banks or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Chase or something. Yeah. So there's some committee or whatever in Congress, the U.S. House Financial Services Committee was talking about this recently, and they agreed that they're trying to fight terrorism, and they said they would be mindful of the privacy of crypto users who have nothing to do with such groups. So far, the most effective course of action against Nazi groups was to cut off their funding in the U.S. and have managed to collect donations via channels like PayPal, as well as earn it through advertising on platforms. Talking about the Nazis.
So I'm curious about Nazis. Is it illegal to be a Nazi in the United States of America?
It is not. But as Chris Cantwell learned, it is difficult to be a Nazi, and it shouldn't be easy to be a Nazi.
No.
So I don't oppose these private companies who are saying, well, we just don't want to provide you with services. We don't have any obligation to do your payment processing. And, you know, we're PayPal. We're doing fine. We don't really need you. So have a nice day.
And I want to speak to investors of Bitcoin, too. Like, forget about all this FUD.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yeah, all this fear and Nazis and all that. Money that is good for Nazis is money that's good for you.
Why?
Because the best money is the money where you can use it wherever you go. And everyone cooperates through it. And everyone uses it. And the best money is going to be the one that doesn't cut people out and exclude people. It's going to be like everywhere you go, you hand over a $20 bill, everyone knows what to do with that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if they're a Nazi, and no one's thinking about the politics of the other person when they hand over a Ben Franklin. You know, mm-hmm. It's money is good everywhere. And so if you're buying money that can be shut off like this, you're buying money that's not going to be a good investment compared with other
it's
money.
It's risky. That's risky.
Yeah, and so just speaking to the people who are afraid of buying Bitcoin because of this, the fact that these Nazis can use Bitcoin makes it a good investment and makes it a better form of money.
It's a hallmark that anyone can do this, even people who are despicable have access to this, because no one can be stopped. There's no one out. There's no authority out there that can say, whoop, you can't have this Bitcoin. Now, there are some centralized exchanges who may try to stop certain clients from coming in. So Coinbase, for instance, may, you know, have an anti-Nazi policy or whatever, but there's nothing that can stop anybody from opening up a cryptocurrency wallet and receiving and sending Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies.
Well, personally, I wouldn't want to do business with anyone who is a Nazi, so I wouldn't be handing over Bitcoin to them.
Right, I wouldn't either, knowingly.
But we're talking, I wouldn't hand over dollars to them either. Like, I just don't want to do any... I don't have
but
any
as somebody who sells bitcoins regularly, that's something that I do as part of my mission with the church, because I think getting cryptocurrency into people's hands, into the individuals, is a way to actually do damage to the evil of the state by putting value into the individual's hands. I think that's an important thing to do. I don't ask people what their plans are with the Bitcoin.
Yeah, but
it's none
maybe,
of my business.
But what would you think about adding a stipulation like, also, don't do business with me if you're a Nazi?
Yeah, if somebody came in with a swastika on their shirt, then I would probably not sell
them. Hey, I think you're up to no good, man. I don't know what you're up to, but it's probably not good.
Yeah, I don't want to feel uncomfortable about you know, selling somebody Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
I went to that straight pride parade in Boston when that happened, and there was one guy with a Nazi swastika a tattoo on his ankle, and he was kind of ostracized from the rest of the group. Like, no one really wanted to hang out with him. I was freaked out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to
freaked out by him.
He wasn't particularly, like, scary. Like, he was wearing, like, a Boston Red Sox jersey or something, you know? So, not like a scary dude, but that symbol being on him, on his body,
it was icky.
It was repelling, and I just... I would want to cut those kinds of people out from my life. Like, you say, oh, these people can use Bitcoin, too. But it's like, yeah, but I don't want to give them any Bitcoin. And
no.
I don't want to.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
He's not
I'm
saying,
saying
you should.
I'm saying just the fact that they can makes Bitcoin better.
It's
and,
an indicator.
And look, cooperation is better. And honest, look, I think that by engaging in commerce with people, even if you don't really like them, you're going to start building bonds that will, like, love will overcome in time. And connections, communication, and love is going to overcome all of this. Like, you can
I just want to stay away from people.
Of
who
course
do
you
evil.
Want to stay, you want to stay away.
Do
but,
evil.
But look, they are, like, Ian said something about how you want to give Bitcoins to people because it empowers individuals.
It does.
Well, National Socialists are all about this big state thing. Like, and empowering individual Nazis may actually be going against what they're all about in a way.
I'll say this. I mean, I do giveaways of cryptocurrency here in the Keene area, in Keene, New Hampshire. We do radio, you know, old broadcast giveaways.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you win some crypto. And I've had some people who have entered the contest and they get free crypto from me.
Yeah.
Who work for the government. I can tell by their email address, right? Like, they work for the court system, or one lady is a dispatcher at a local police department or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not, even though I may disagree with their employer, they're still a human being. And you know what? They should have the opportunity to explore cryptocurrency. So I do send them the crypto. It's not like I'm going to say, sorry, I don't like your job. You know, you're disqualified.
The Nazi government employees can... which is worse? I don't even know.
What about the coffee shop that wouldn't serve a cop who was in uniform?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's great.
So that's the same thing, though.
Well, but I'm not saying... You know, when I'm doing the giveaways, there's not like a disclaimer saying government employees are exempt. You know, you can't.
Neither
not,
is there for
I'm
the coffee shop, right? Like, that was just.
Well, they had like a sign up, didn't they?
Oh, really?
No cops allowed, right?
Oh,
and they had a thing about cops.
Okay. Yeah.
Look, it's not like you're going to have a store like, no Nazis allowed.
Yeah, wasn't that like the Commie Cafe or something like that in Seattle or something?
Yeah, like Red and Black
something
Cafe.
Like that.
Yeah, it's just like us. We have the BIPCOT sign, you know, at the old shop, right?
Yeah.
Government agents.
So let me tell you more about these government goons. Brad Sherman is this guy.
Oh,
so
no.
A little bit more about him. There were numerous officials who spoke against Bitcoin and the rest of the crypto market during the last 11 years. But Mr. Brad Sherman, a congressman, may be one of the harshest enemies of crypto in the country. He has continuously repeated his claims that Bitcoin has no other uses but to facilitate nefarious activities, like me buying this juice from you guys tonight. Very nefarious.
Money transfer.
This has been his primary message for years, and he's even called for a total ban on cryptocurrency more than once.
Do it.
He appeared on Bloomberg Television last year discussing the dangers of Facebook's Libra, claiming that the upcoming coin is a threat to the U.S. economy.
This guy's probably funded by the military-industrial complex.
And a threat to national security.
Maybe he's just a regular loser.
855. Well, he can't be a winner. He's a congressman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hallmark of somebody who's failed at life and can't do anything productive.
They're the worst people.
855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Is Bitcoin dangerous?
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live. You dial toll-free, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you know you've made it when you are being attacked. Or the old saying is, you don't take flack unless you're over the target. And Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, is not being ignored. That's for sure. You've got Congress people now who are on the open attack against cryptocurrency. And that's part of what we've been discussing here tonight with you. Tonight it's Ian.
And Stephen.
And Derek J.
Also, do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com because they've got some pretty cool stuff going on over there. That is a great place for people to go if they're, for instance, brand new to cryptocurrency, they want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. That's a great place to go and do that. But they've also launched the local.bitcoin.com site over the summer, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And by the way, it is a global site, so it works all around the planet. And they make it super easy. Plus, there's no identification requirements to sign up for the website. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. You can do that there. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, just a little bit more about this primary attacker against Bitcoin. His name is Brad Sherman, and he is a congressperson who over the last few years has been targeting and attacking Bitcoin as much as he can. In fact, suggesting at one point a total ban on cryptocurrency in the United States, which I don't think would go anywhere because ultimately I think it would be overturned on freedom of speech grounds.
Huh.
I think because Bitcoin is code. And code is speech.
Sure.
So
what's his angle, though? I mean, what
terrorism.
Would get someone
Nazis.
So upset?
Terrorism.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Do you think he's really concerned about
those
things?
No, I think
things?
He has financial donors who benefit immensely by being able to print trillions of dollars.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Oh, right, yep.
We haven't looked at his list, but I suspect you would find some mega
I looked
banks.
At his list.
Did you?
All the top donors are finance.
Really?
I mean, that's all
that's
politicians.
That's his committee, too. He's on the finance the finance committee. So Sherman's review, this is from Bitcoinist.com, of digital currencies was not well received by the crypto community, and many mocked his limited knowledge and misunderstanding of the industry. He said, quote, "You can't buy a pack of gum for a Bitcoin. It has to have an off-ramp so
unless
you can then convert it into a sovereign
news.
Currency. What's that?
Unless you're a corner news.
Well, you certainly cannot buy a pack of gum for a Bitcoin unless you want to pay way too much for the pack of gum. You would have to pay a fraction of a Bitcoin in order to get a good price on the gum. But, yeah, you can do that here in Keene. Not only Corner News, but there's a second convenience store now,
Campus Convenience,
that accepts cryptocurrency. Now, if you're going to pay with Bitcoin, you're probably paying too much because the fees are just so high.
Well, you're using one of the Bitcoins.
Yeah.
You're using the original Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin Cash.
Well, yeah, you can use Bitcoin Cash, and I think they're taking SV at the Campus Convenience. I could be wrong on that
one.
And now there's going to be a third convenience store coming later. We can't say a whole lot about exactly when, but sometime this year there's going to be likely three convenience stores in Keene, New Hampshire, in this one little town that all take cryptocurrency. While the general attitude towards crypto appears to be changing around the world, the U.S. still stands strong in its decision to try and outlast the storm. It still lacks regulation and does not seem to be concerned about losing businesses that are leaving the country in favor of crypto-friendlier environments.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that anyone would even say this nonsense. They're like, it lacks regulation, therefore it's not crypto-friendly. It's like, anyone who's leaving America to a place that has Bitcoin laws because they have Bitcoin laws is not very interesting and probably weren't going to be making something good in Bitcoin anyway. Like,
hey, what do you mean? Devil's advocate. New Hampshire has some Bitcoin laws. They say...
No, New Hampshire's laws are... There are no Bitcoin laws.
Yeah, well, that's
well, there
one.
Was the... Wait a minute. There was the law that made it so that cryptocurrency-only businesses are not subject to money transmission rules.
Yeah,
in
and
New
what
Hampshire.
About Wyoming? People go there to do Bitcoin stuff.
Yeah, Wyoming is arguably the most friendly state to cryptocurrency based on statutes, based on governmental rules.
Some people, like... They just like the clarity and the, basically the clarity.
Well,
like, there's rules here. I understand what they are. They're written on paper.
Yeah, and I don't think you should have to write laws in order to be friendly towards something because having no laws is actually
a good
thing.
Look, I just don't think that that this is correct, that people leave because of the existing laws, not because of the lack of them.
Okay, that's a good point.
It's because it's not this. It's not what they're saying. They're like, oh, they're leaving because of the lack of regulation. It's like, oh, did Shapeshift leave New York City because of lack of regulation and regulatory clarity?
No, they regulated them out of New York.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that America
and every other business, by the way, the New York bit license. So that's that's the difference, right? So like we're talking about the bit license, which came about in 2015. It was the first of all the 50 states to do any kind of regulation of crypto.
This is what they're saying. They're like, and companies want to move to places like that.
No, I don't think that's what they're saying. They're looking for places that are overtly friendly towards cryptocurrency.
Mm.
So what happened was New York passed the bit license, and for listeners that aren't familiar, it basically costs at least $100,000 to kind of go through the application process. You got to get an attorney, and of course now the guy that was the New York State regulator is now
approving
a private
the licenses,
attorney.
Right?
No, he's now a private attorney who is helping people.
He's also on the board of Ripple.
That's the same guy, yeah. And so he's totally like used
Lawson?
Yeah, that's his name, I think.
Yeah.
Losky.
Losky.
Yeah.
Perfect name for this.
Yeah, it is.
Losky.
You can't make this stuff up. So that was a very harsh and regulatory kind of structure that was created, and it drove businesses away. So if you try to use Shapeshift's website from New York, they will tell you sorry.
Yeah.
And also, I think Washington State, for whatever reason, they're also not doing business in Washington.
Just because.
But I think they've passed some other similar legislation there. But New Hampshire kind of went and did the opposite of that, where New Hampshire said, we're not going to regulate, because there was accidentally a regulation passed that applied to cryptocurrency, apparently, and then so they undid that.
Oh, good.
And at the same time as undoing that, they passed this rule that says, if you want to open a crypto exchange here in New Hampshire or any other business that's crypto-only, you will not be subject to the banking regulations, basically. You will not be subject to money transmitter rules. And so that actually inspired some businesses to do things here in New Hampshire as opposed to going elsewhere. You mentioned Wyoming well, Derek J.
That inspires me to do more here.
Right. And so Wyoming did more than New Hampshire did, apparently.
Yes.
They had like a whole package of legislation. Now, I don't know what it was. I can't tell you off the top of my head they did A, B, and C. But I remember speaking with Caitlin Long, who was one of the authors of this legislation. And she's like a crypto chick who used to be in the financial business in New York. So she kind of like knows people. And
I think generally they took the like square peg of Bitcoin and fit it into the round hole of like laws. So they were like, okay, we'll make this work. We'll
write
down
what these specific things they did are.
I think they just made it familiar to the legislators.
No,
I think
there's
they just
something.
Used legally.
Research
no.
What it was. That
yeah,
they
there's
were
some specific benefits to locating there, which is why Kraken is apparently moving their operations to Wyoming as a result of this.
Yeah.
So the point is, I don't support government rules and regulations generally, but if you can somehow use those rules to loosen up regulations on certain industries, then that's a good thing. We want to have fewer regulations, and certainly the crypto business wants that too. So hopefully New Hampshire will continue in that direction. And it also usually means that the legislators who do this sort of thing are also into cryptocurrency, and that's not a bad thing to have happening either. And
they are here.
Several of them here in New Hampshire are. There's more coming up here, 855, 450, Free Like Freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live. We'll talk robots next.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
Congressman Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of putting Trump first, not America first. During the president's Senate impeachment trial, the California Democrat says the president's misconduct in the Ukraine scandal is incompatible with the office of the presidency.
This is Trump first. Not American first, not American ideals first, and the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Yeah! And you can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Steven Zeiler.
And Derek J.
Coming up in, I don't know, less than a couple, just a couple months from now, LibertyCon is happening in 2020. It's going to be April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Here's an update from LibertyCon. They're going to have some debates at the event. We've been telling you about who some of the speakers are going to be, but they're apparently going to be featuring Daniel Erdman, and then there'll be Senator Erdman. David will argue that government isn't necessary. Now, Timothy will argue, sadly, that he thinks government is necessary, so this should be a fun discussion. Second, they're going to have another discussion.
Someone's got to take the other side.
With the question, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will be debating Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention and Pearlstein in favor. John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, will speak there at the event as well on conscious capitalism. You can be a part of LibertyCon. It's coming up April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. If you want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities, this is going to be a great event to attend. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to this event before, and we will be broadcasting from LibertyCon. So go to LibertyCon.com, and you can use code FTL to save $10 on the already shockingly affordable prices there. It's less than $100 for a 3-day long convention. I mean, that's just
how did they do it?
No coffee.
I think they're taking. I think it's because they have so many sponsors. I mean, there's going to be 70. There's going to be 70. Groups
make it up
there.
In volume.
I think that's what they're doing. I think
that's
they,
awesome.
Cool.
Passing on the savings to their.
Or it's a con.
Could be. We'll find out. I'll let you know. LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL. Get that discount. We'll see you there. So we're going to talk about robots here in a moment, but Kirby's up first in Indianapolis watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Kirby.
I wanted to applaud the gentleman who called in earlier as a former policeman.
Yeah.
I want to applaud him and tell him thank you.
Nice. Yeah. You're
I also
absolutely.
Wanted to make you guys aware. I don't know if you're familiar with Jane Elliott, and I'm going to try and make this quick, but I spoke
to
her today. She's a diversity trainer. She does a thing called the Brown Eyed, Blue Eyed Project. It is a, look it up. It will break adults down to tears. But
what is she doing? What does it do?
What she does is she started this back in 68. She used to be a school teacher, and she was trying to figure out a way to teach her students what it was like to be black.
Mm.
So she separated them by eye color, and she put the brown-eyed students in the position of the dominant society and the blue-eyed students in the position of black people. They ran her out of town, but she still does this. But that prompted that after binge watching that yesterday, I woke up this morning and I found Senator Erin Hochin of Indiana, a young lady, and I use that term loosely.
Mm-hmm.
She proposed a bill to begin locking up children as young as 12 in adult penitentiary.
Oh my.
Charging them as adults and locking them up. 12-year-old.
That's crazy.
It's online. You can look it up and read it for yourself. But after I heard the police officer call in and I saw this, the two kind of dovetail. Because he was trying to do the right thing, but doing the right thing is not always doing the right thing, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in his case, he was doing the right thing, and they punished him.
But what he's saying is he shouldn't have done that. He should have tried to bide his time and do the right thing in private.
No, I agree with what he did, and I understand it. But what I'm saying is that from the point of the powers that be, when you do the right thing, but the right thing is against what they want, you are not doing the right thing, even though you did what was legal and what was fair. But they don't want police officers who are fair or who have any kind of compassion or humanity to them. What they
no, they want officers who are going to blindly follow orders without any kind of, like you said, compassion behind it. They just do what they're told, you know, get in line and obey. That's the kind of officer they're looking for. They don't want independent thinkers. They, the people who run the system, the people who set the rules, the people who want to crack down on freedom, they don't want independent thinking police officers. That's why there's certain departments that don't let smart cops in. They don't let people who score high on an IQ test, for instance. They don't want to have somebody who's likely to critically think, who's likely to, you know, question their orders.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want those people around. They're problems.
Yeah, of course they are, because they do the right thing. They think
or they could.
Themselves.
Yeah. They have a much higher propensity to do the right thing or think for themselves.
Yeah. And thinking for yourself is illegal in America these days.
Scary. Kirby, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, Stephen, tell me about robots.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, robots are all over your life, and they're removing things that you have to do. You just don't see them. Like the Jetsons thought about robots that are like physical people.
Like Rosie.
Yeah. But really, we've been getting all these robots that just do stuff for us, and we don't even see them because they're computers.
I used a Roomba yesterday.
We did use a Roomba yesterday.
That's kind of an old one, though, right? Like, I remember Roombas from more than a decade ago. That's almost old tech.
It is,
at this
yeah.
point. It's cool.
Yeah, but it's great. I didn't have to sweep.
Did you ever see the video of the Roomba moving a dog poop around on carpet? It was not helping.
Oh, yeah, it was no. A robot. No, that's bad.
Rosie wouldn't do
it
that.
It made things a lot worse.
Well,
like the,
what do you mean invisible? Yeah, I hate the new ones on
so there
the
used
phone.
To be robots we want to replace people that we don't like, right? But
so you're talking about anything that that automates life and makes things easier? Are you considering that to be a robot?
I do consider those to be robots. For instance, you used to have to talk to a cashier when mm-hmm. you wanted to buy something, but now you can just grab something and your phone knows how to talk and pay for it.
So like Amazon, where they've got this new store where people can go in, they sort of ding in with their Amazon app on the phone, they load up their cart or whatever, and then yeah. they just walk out with the items, and it automatically through RFID or whatever tech, pings their credit card.
It's
Is that what
beautiful.
You're talking about?
Well, I don't know, but somehow my phone has figured out when I like to leave work and go home, mm-hmm. and it starts telling me, like, what the traffic's like, you know, when it starts to, when it's about time to go home. They're like, it's going to take you about a minute to get home, you know, pretty close to where I work. But I love that. That's an invisible robot. I didn't ask for this.
There was another example of something like that where Matt, my roommate, and I, we were sitting just kind of hanging out in the studio after one of the shows, and I forget, we were talking about a song or something like that, and maybe we heard it, or, yeah, I think we heard the song, we're like, oh, what song is that, you know, like, uh-huh. we don't know, and it was on his screen of his phone, it
yeah,
wasn't,
it knows.
He didn't even pull up the app, like, there's this Apple app that you can pull up that will identify music, which is a great app, I forget what it's called at the moment, but
the phone just knew.
The phone is just listening constantly,
yeah,
and it just showed at the bottom of his screen the song we were talking
about. Well, you think
about.
That's awesome. They've unveiled some new robots this week.
Ooh.
At the big robot con, like the big robot
they have like a robot convention?
RoboCon? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this one is
what's
like
it called?
A really
is it called
big,
RoboCon?
This
I don't
one's
know,
a really big
up.
corporate one. That was done in Las Vegas. It's a CES.
CES happened. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. So Uber and Hyundai reveal a team. They're teaming up to build a fleet of flying taxis.
No.
Yeah. They said it's 4-passenger Uber Air taxi will initially be piloted, but over time will become autonomous. Uber says it wants to conduct demonstrations in 2020 and make vehicles commercially available as taxis in 2023.
Oh, my.
Air taxis. I'll tell you more about that when we get back.
Yeah, and if you've got some, like, robot, you know, news or information that you want to share, like, what is it that you're excited about in the world of robotics?
I have more robots. Yeah, you
yeah,
share
yeah.
your robots.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel.
General Steel today, you can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're here in the studio with us tonight. Ian.
And Steven.
Derek J.
Hey, also want to say thanks to Lynette Warren, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Lynette,
ooh,
contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. We really appreciate it. It helps us get on new radio stations. And, in fact, I was going to be cutting some liners for a brand new station here tonight, so that'll have to be later because it's been a busy day. But, Lynette, thank you for that, and thank you to everybody who is not only currently an amplifier but former amplifier. We'd love to have you come back over at amp.freetalklive.com. Or if you've never amped the show before and you really like what we do, please join the AMP program. You'll get some cool perks like access to the AMP discussion rooms over on the Discord. There's also an AMP only Facebook group and more. You can get all the details on the perks, the bennies that you get as an amplifier at ampamp.freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, Derek J is going to share with us some good news about eminent domain. Usually
yeah.
You hear good news and eminent domain in the same breath.
It's about time.
But you've got that news. But we've been talking about robotic, things that are on the horizon and or here already that you're pretty excited about, Stephen.
Well, I just love flying cars and these robot flying
taxis. But you've never been in one, have you?
No, but I've been following them along for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Robot flying taxis. I'm really glad that Hyundai's making them. And
but wait a minute. Just because they've invented a flying taxi doesn't mean they're going to be allowed to use them. I mean, they've had flying cars in development since the late 70s, and it's never really gone anywhere because of the FAA, right?
Hasn't yeah, but they've been approved in places.
Really?
Like Dallas.
But what about the FAA? Has the FAA stepped out of the way and said, okay, yeah, you can
know.
Have these things
I don't
now.
Know.
Right? Nobody works there anymore.
Yeah, I think they've gone away. I think they might be gone.
Yeah.
Trump got rid of the FAA.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I don't believe it, though.
You're fired.
Look, I think eventually they'll figure it out. But the point is, like, they didn't even have...
Well, they throw enough money at them.
They didn't even have the software and the hardware and the technology, and then the manufacturers all lined up. Like, it always, in the past, was, like, these small-time people inventing flying cars.
Right.
But now it's Hyundai, like, mass-producing them with the software, with an Uber. Yeah, it's, like, it's definitely happening, and it's really awesome.
It's legit.
Who wouldn't want to be in a flying car? I mean, it's just, it instantly solves the problem of congestion.
It says it goes 180 miles per hour.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
That's faster than I expected.
Yeah.
Does it have to go that fast? I imagine
it only goes
like
0 or 180.
Okay.
even if it could go 60 miles an hour at top speed, it'd still get places faster because it wouldn't have to be subjected to all the same rules, right? You wouldn't have to be sitting behind somebody who's, you know, too slow, they're waiting, or they're slow at doing everything they do. You can just go above them. Go where you got to go.
On the way here, someone had their brights on behind me for like 20 minutes.
Lovely.
And I imagine that won't be a problem with the sky taxis.
Well, these robots are great, and everyone's always afraid of them killing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what? Everyone. It's like, what are... I say, oh, well, we made software. It automates... It removes the cashier. You know? It's an automatic cashier. They say, well, what are the cashiers going to do?
Something else.
I think they should greet and tell jokes and right when you walk in.
Well, if cashiers were good for telling jokes, they'd be doing that already.
Yeah, well, they have to be. They're not even good at cashier jobs until they're trained.
A lot of them aren't.
Yeah, right.
They have to have training. So some basic jokes on some note cards, maybe.
All the different types.
Well, in a lot of jobs, cashiers are doing a bunch of different stuff. So, like, there's... And what you're talking about here, we haven't mentioned it yet, but AnyPay has come up with a new system. Do we want to talk about this?
The grab and go?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Before we do that, I just want to say, when people say, oh, what are the X people going to do when they used to do this job that now is automated away, I think it allows them, it frees them up to do something more human.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? How human is it to punch numbers into a machine, you know, paper or plastic.
And, it's not human.
It's awful, and people don't want to be doing that.
I was talking to the owner of the salad place who were automating his cashier out. And
they're happy.
Yeah, they are happy they're being automated. And, we were like, now what they can do is, like, step with the customer and figure out what kind of, like, what's the best, healthiest salad for their dietary needs.
Yeah,
and,
more like, leisure,
you know,
time.
Communicate, and do human things.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be other tasks that need to be done, whether they're human or not. So I'm thinking, you know, there's a company here called Local Burger that takes cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
and their cashier is always harried. She's always running around. She's grabbing food, bringing it to the customers. Then she's got to take an order. Then she's got to make a milkshake. Then she's got to grab food, take orders. She's got to do all this at once.
She should be able to relax.
So if she doesn't have to take orders, that means she can just focus on getting the food out.
Yeah.
Get the food faster to the customer.
She doesn't have to take payments either.
Or right. Just be friendly.
Or make more milkshakes or whatever.
If
right?
it were all automated, she could just stand there and be nice to people, and that could be a job. Because I want to interact with a human. I don't want to just interact with machines.
I think that's going to be how it is. That there's just like a person who like fixes machines every once in a while, but mm-hmm. mainly they're just there to be a human.
They're like, hey, welcome.
You know, can I help you with anything today?
Because there does seem to be a desire for that. I think there's there's all kinds of customers. There are the kinds of customers who don't want to interact with people. They just want to come in, get the thing they want. They go through the automated checkout, and they're gone.
That's
it. But then, so like when grocery stores tried this, where they tried to go all automated, there was pushback because some of the customers still enjoyed as basic and as, you know, pointless of the communications might be, talking to a cashier. You know, even though it was just pleasantries about the Patriots or the weather or, you know, whatever it was that they were talking about, that still resonates with some people who that may be the only human interaction they have had all day, right?
Yeah.
Like if they work at a job where they're not interacting with people, for instance, that may be...
But it's weird, like why would the cashier at the store be... providing that service, it doesn't seem right. I think it should all be robots.
So what about this grab and go? Tell us more.
The grab and go. Well, yeah, you know, you hate having to stand in line, and
no one likes that.
No one likes that. And then the people in front of you, they don't know what they're going to get. They haven't done any research about the menu.
You're standing in line, and finally, yeah, it's their turn. And
Have
you ever tried the...
What would you recommend?
Yeah.
Well, none of those people anymore, because right now we made a robot that gets rid of the line.
Yeah.
And it makes it so you don't have to talk to the cashier, and the cashier doesn't have to talk to you, and you don't have to... They don't have to tell you how much it is, and you don't have to pay them. It's all through your phone, and you can pay the item directly instead of a cashier and just grab it and go.
I'm holding one right now.
Yeah.
I'm
Everything you ever bought ever at a store has a little, like, a code.
UPC code on it.
Yeah, a code on it. Well, that's how it is. And you scan that with your phone, and it magically pays, and you can go.
Just walk out.
Walk right out. Yeah.
I love it, and I saw you guys demoing this thing, and I think it's going to benefits the customer, because in the video, it's you, Stephen. You walk into the Fresh Press out in Portsmouth, you grab something out of a cooler, you scan the code, and you leave, and you're in there, I think, running the camera, Derek, so you actually check on the cash register screen just to see what's going on there from their side.
Yeah, and you can see in the background there's a girl who's busy, like, making a salad or cleaning stuff up, and she doesn't have to, like, go put on gloves or go wash her hands so she can touch the iPad.
Right.
And then take the... She just has to glance over and be, that was paid. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing her thing.
Right. Now, it does rely on the customer to be honest, and most customers are, of course, honest. Like, whenever I see a system for retail, I immediately start thinking about how to take advantage of it. Not because that's the person I am, but because I've been in retail and I've seen, I worked with loss control in Kmart when I was working there.
I know, think about this. In the future, when you buy an item, say a Kmart, whatever, it will disable the security alarm on that one item.
That's right, yeah.
Right, you know, because all of this is automated. And so there's all these steps you used to have to go back and forth with the people in the store. And every single one of those things is going to be a software robot.
Oh, that would be really awesome.
With the people.
So after you pay for the juice or whatever you're buying, then...
It authorizes it to leave.
Yeah, the alarm doesn't go off when you leave the store.
Or that's the next level. Because you still need the alarm system and the RFID tags and all that. And there's more work.
Unlimited integration.
Yeah, but it could, like,
into business.
Automatically detach the jeans ink splatter thing, you know, that it's attached to your clothes.
Oh yeah, so this is cool and all, but there's other places who there are different types of stores, like consignment stores, and others where this works even more awesome. Say, like, you have a product, you stick one of these stickers on your product, and then you go just put it in someone else's store. Well, whenever someone grabs and goes, it can pay you and the store at the same time.
Oh, yeah, because it could pay multiple people.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about, like, getting paid from the consignment.
Yeah. One transaction. And then no settlement for consignment stores. That's great, because it must be a pain for them.
We're making magic.
That's a great point. 855-450-FREE, and that's just scratching the surface of this, what you guys are doing over at AnyPay. AnyPayINC.com. You can go and check them out, because there's all kinds of cool things they're doing to make retail with cryptocurrency even easier than ever before. Hour 3 is next.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding is stopped. The itching is stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.